American Association, rather newer body, rather small body. We organise an annual conference. I have some blue flyers that I will leave at the back if anybody's interested. We are sponsored by ACCA. We receive financial support from ACCA, for which we are very grateful. It's an example of their internationalisation. And as I say, we are also an example of the British Accounting Association's internationalisation. I would like to underline the point that Liesl made about differences in understanding of words. And in order to emphasise that, all I need to do is point out that the word globalisation on my slide is spelled differently than the word globalisation on the previous slide. So not only are there problems, just to prove that there are problems in understanding the meaning of words, we cannot even agree, we cannot even harmonise on how to spell the word harmonise.
Chinese is different too.
I really want to just to mention three or four topics, or three or four ideas into the debate, into the discussion which we are supposed to be having. This is the handout that's in the package, so you need pray to stop typing. The main point, I think, is the need for coordination. There are at least four issues, I think. There is the political sort of structural organisation of all these issues of globalisation. There are the regulatory implications, which we've heard a little about. There are the professional implications, which we've heard a little about. And, of course, there are the educational implications, which we're going to hear a little about, and some of us are directly involved in. And these have to proceed in the same direction at a relatively sensible speed and coordination. And that is not going to be easy. In the European context, the 2005 initiative of the 7,000 listed companies that we've already heard, just think that back. What are the implications for the professional body examinations, therefore for the preparation of teaching and learning materials for professional bodies? What are the implications of the professional body implications for the academic education system? And when you start looking back like that, we should have started all this yesterday. And all this needs to be done very quickly, and it needs to be coordinated. Just two other little points that I think need to be remembered, that we are not necessarily uniquely talking about large listed companies when we are talking about globalisation, and we need to bear that very much in mind. And finally, that we are not necessarily talking about the large developed economies when we are talking about globalisation. The issues involved in Africa, China, etc. are very different. The issues involved in Eastern Europe, particularly further away from the bank they're trading here now, are significantly different. And we need a global view of these various issues, we need a harmonised view of these various issues, and it is not going to be easy, it is important. Thanks.
Gary?